Track 6, Section 2 continued, Part B Covered Services, C&D, pages 33 to 39. Chemotherapy. Medicare covers chemotherapy in a doctor's office, freestanding clinic, or hospital outpatient setting if you have cancer. You pay a co-payment for chemotherapy in a hospital outpatient setting. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for chemotherapy in a doctor's office or freestanding clinic. The Part B deductible applies. For chemotherapy in an inpatient hospital setting covered under Part A, go to Inpatient Hospital Care on pages 27 and 28. Chiropractic Services. The only service ordered by a chiropractor that Medicare covers is manipulation of the spine to correct a subluxation when the spinal joints fail to move properly, but the contact between the joints remains intact. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. Chronic Care Management Services. If you have two or more serious chronic conditions, like arthritis and diabetes, that you expect to last at least a year, Medicare may pay for a health care provider's help to manage those conditions. This includes a comprehensive care plan that lists your health problems and goals, other providers, medications, community services you have in need, and other health information. It also explains the care you need and how it will be coordinated. If you agree to get this service, your provider will prepare the care plan for you or your caregiver, help you with medication management, provide 24/7 access for urgent care management needs, give you support when you go from one healthcare setting to another, and help you with other chronic care needs. You pay a monthly fee, and the Part B deductible and coinsurance apply. If you have supplemental insurance, including Medicaid, it may help cover the monthly fee. New Chronic Pain Management and Treatment Services. Medicare covers monthly services for people living with chronic pain, persistent or recurring pain lasting longer than 3 months. Services may include pain assessment, medication management, and care coordination and planning. The Part B deductible and coinsurance apply. Clinical Research Studies. Clinical research studies test how well different types of medical care work and if they're safe, like how well a cancer drug works. Medicare covers some costs, like office visits and tests in certain qualifying clinical research studies. You may pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, depending on the treatment you get. The Part B deductible may apply. Note, if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, original Medicare may cover some costs along with your Medicare Advantage plan. Contact your plan for details. Cognitive Assessment and Care Plan Services. When you visit your provider, including your yearly wellness visit, they may perform a cognitive assessment to look for signs of dementia, including Alzheimer's disease. Signs of cognitive impairment include trouble remembering, learning new things, concentrating, managing finances, or making decisions about your everyday life. Conditions like depression, anxiety, and delirium can also cause confusion, so it's important to understand why you may be having symptoms. Medicare covers a separate visit with a doctor or healthcare practitioner to do a full review of your cognitive function, establish or confirm a diagnosis like dementia or Alzheimer's disease, and develop a care plan. You can bring someone with you, like a spouse, friend, or caregiver, to help provide information and answer questions. During this visit, the doctor or healthcare practitioner may perform an exam, talk with you about your medical history, and review your medications. Identify your social supports, including care that your usual caregiver can provide. Create a care plan to help address and manage your symptoms. Help you develop or update your advanced care plan. Go to pages 30 and 31. Refer you to a specialist, if needed. Help you understand more about community resources, like rehabilitation services, adult day health programs, and support groups. The Part B deductible and coinsurance apply. Preventive Service, Colorectal Cancer Screenings. Medicare covers these screenings to help find precancerous growths or find cancer early, when treatment is most effective. Medicare may cover one or more of these screening tests. Barium enema. Medicare covers this test once every 48 months if you're 45 or older, or every 24 months if you're high risk. When your doctor uses it instead of a flexible sigmoidoscopy or screening colonoscopy, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for your doctor services. In a hospital outpatient setting, you also pay the hospital a copayment. The Part B deductible doesn't apply. Visit medicare.gov/coverage/barium-enemas for more information. Screening colonoscopies. Medicare covers this screening test once every 120 months, or every 24 months if you're high risk, or 48 months after a previous flexible sigmoidoscopy. There's no minimum age requirement. If you initially have a non-invasive stool-based screening test, fecal occult blood tests, or multi-target stool DNA test, and receive a positive result, Medicare also covers a follow-up colonoscopy as a screening test. You pay nothing for the screening test or tests if your doctor or other qualified healthcare practitioner accepts assignment. Flexible sigmoidoscopies. Medicare covers this test once every 48 months if you're 45 or older, or 120 months after a previous screening colonoscopy if you aren't at high risk. You pay nothing for the test if your doctor or other qualified healthcare practitioner accepts assignment. If your doctor finds and removes a polyp or other tissue during the colonoscopy or flexible sigmoidoscopy, you pay 15% of the Medicare-approved amount for your doctor services. In a hospital outpatient setting, you also pay the hospital a 15% coinsurance. The Part B deductible doesn't apply. Fecal occult blood tests. Medicare covers this screening test once every 12 months if you're 45 or older. You pay nothing for the test if your doctor or other qualified healthcare practitioner accepts assignment. Multi-target stool DNA and blood-based biomarker tests. Medicare covers these screening tests once every 3 years if you meet all of these conditions. You're between 45 to 85. You show no symptoms of colorectal disease, including, but not limited to, lower gastrointestinal pain, blood in stool, a positive GUAIC fecal occult blood test or fecal immunochemical test. You're at average risk for developing colorectal cancer, meaning you have no personal history of adenomatous polyps, colorectal cancer, or inflammatory bowel disease, including Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. You have no family history of colorectal cancer or adenomatous polyps, familial adenomatous polyposis, or hereditary non-polyposis colorectal cancer. Multi-target stool DNA tests are at-home lab tests. Blood-based biomarker tests are conducted in a lab. You pay nothing for these tests if your doctor or other qualified healthcare practitioner accepts assignment. Continuous positive airway pressure, CPAP, devices, accessories, and therapy. Medicare may cover a 3-month trial of CPAP therapy, including devices and accessories, if you've been diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea. After the trial period, Medicare may continue to cover CPAP therapy, devices and accessories if you meet with your doctor in person, and your doctor documents in your medical record that you meet certain conditions and the therapy is helping you. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for the machine rental and purchase of related supplies, like masks and tubing. The Part B deductible applies. Medicare pays the supplier to rent the machine for 13 months if you've been using it without interruption. After you've rented the machine for 13 months, you own it. Note: Medicare may cover a rental or replacement CPAP machine and/or CPAP accessories if you had a CPAP machine before you got Medicare, and you meet certain requirements. Preventive service, counseling to prevent tobacco use and tobacco-caused disease. Medicare covers up to 8 face-to-face visits in a 12-month period if you use tobacco. You pay nothing for the counseling sessions if your doctor or other qualified health practitioner accepts assignment. COVID-19, Coronavirus Disease 2019. Many people with Medicare are at high risk for serious COVID-19 illness, So it's important to take the necessary steps to keep yourself and others safe. Medicare covers several tests, items, and services related to COVID-19. Talk with your doctor or healthcare provider to find out which are right for you. Preventive Service, COVID-19 Vaccines. FDA-approved and FDA-authorized vaccines help reduce the risk of illness from COVID-19 by working with the body's natural defenses to safely develop immunity, protection, against the virus. You pay nothing for the COVID-19 vaccine. Be sure to bring your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you when you get the vaccine so your healthcare provider or pharmacy can bill Medicare. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, you must use the card from your plan to get your Medicare-covered services and, like other covered services, your plan may require that you get the vaccine from an in-network provider. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, you pay nothing when you get the vaccine from an in-network provider. Diagnostic Laboratory Tests. These FDA-authorized tests check to see if you have COVID-19. You pay nothing when a healthcare provider orders this test and the test is performed by a laboratory, including at a pharmacy, clinic or doctor's office, or hospital that takes Medicare. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, you pay nothing when you get this test from an in-network provider. Monoclonal antibody treatments and products. These FDA-authorized treatments can help fight the disease and keep you out of the hospital if you test positive for COVID-19 and have mild to moderate symptoms. You pay nothing for this treatment when you get it from a Medicare provider or supplier. You must meet certain conditions to qualify. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, you pay nothing when you get these treatments from an in-network provider. Original Medicare will cover monoclonal antibody treatments if you have COVID-19 symptoms. Note: certain monoclonal antibody products can protect you before you're exposed to COVID-19. If you have Part B and your doctor decides this type of product could work for you, like if you have a weakened immune system, you pay nothing for the product when you get it from a Medicare provider or supplier. Get more information. Learn more about these covered services at medicare.gov/medicare-coronavirus. For more on COVID-19, visit cdc.gov/coronavirus. Defibrillators. Medicare may cover an implantable automatic defibrillator if you've been diagnosed with heart failure. If the surgery takes place in an outpatient setting, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for your doctor services. You also pay a co-payment. In most cases, the co-payment can't be more than the Part A hospital stay deductible. The Part B deductible applies. Part A covers surgeries to implant defibrillators in an inpatient hospital setting. Go to inpatient hospital care on pages 27 and 28. Preventive Service, Depression Screening. Medicare covers one depression screening per year. The screening must be done in a primary care setting, like a doctor's office, that can provide follow-up treatment and/or referrals. You pay nothing for this screening if your doctor accepts assignment. If you or someone you know is struggling or in crisis and would like to talk to a trained crisis counselor, call or text 988, the free and confidential Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You can also connect with a counselor through web chat at 988lifeline.org. Preventive Service, Diabetes Screenings. Medicare covers up to 2 blood glucose, blood sugar, laboratory test screenings, with and without a carbohydrate challenge, each year if your doctor determines you're at risk for developing diabetes. You pay nothing for the test if your doctor or other qualified healthcare practitioner accepts assignment. Preventive Service, Diabetes Self-Management Training. Medicare covers diabetes outpatient self-management training to teach you to cope with and manage your diabetes. The program may include tips for eating healthy, being active, monitoring blood glucose, blood sugar, taking prescription drugs, and reducing risks. You must have been diagnosed with diabetes and have a written order from your doctor or other healthcare provider. Some patients may also be eligible for medical nutrition therapy services. Go to page 46. You pay 20% of the Medicare approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. Diabetes equipment, supplies, and therapeutic shoes. Medicare covers meters and continuous glucose monitors that measure blood glucose, blood sugar, and related supplies, including test strips, lancets, lancet holders, sensors, and control solutions. Medicare also covers tubing, insertion sets, and insulin for patients using insulin pumps and sensors, transmitters, and receivers for patients using continuous glucose monitors. In addition, Medicare covers one pair of extra depth or custom shoes and inserts per year for people with specific diabetes-related foot problems. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount if your supplier accepts assignment. The Part B deductible applies. Important: Medicare drug coverage, Part D, may cover injectable insulin, certain medical supplies used to inject insulin, like syringes, disposable pumps, and some oral diabetes drugs. Check with your plan for more information. The cost of a one-month supply of insulin is capped at $35. Go to page 88. Similar caps on costs apply for traditional insulin used in insulin pumps covered under Part B. Doctor and other healthcare provider services. Medicare covers medically necessary doctor services, including outpatient services and some inpatient hospital doctor services, and most preventive services. Medicare also covers services you get from other healthcare providers, like physician assistants, nurse practitioners, clinical nurse specialists, clinical social workers, physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech-language pathologists, and clinical psychologists. Except for certain preventive services, for which you may pay nothing if your doctor or other provider accepts assignment, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for most services. The Part B deductible applies. Important: If you haven't received services from your doctor or group practice in the last 3 years, they may consider you a new patient. Check with the doctor or group practice to find out if they're accepting new patients. Drugs. Part B covers a limited number of outpatient prescription drugs, like injections you get in a doctor's office, certain oral anti-cancer drugs, drugs used with some types of durable medical equipment, like a nebulizer or external infusion pump, intravenous immune globulin for use in the home, certain drugs you get in a hospital outpatient setting, under very limited circumstances. Note: Other than the examples above, you pay 100% for most drugs, unless you have Medicare drug coverage, Part D, or other drug coverage. Go to pages 79 through 90 for more information about Medicare drug coverage. For some drugs used with an external infusion pump, and for intravenous immune globulin for use in the home, Medicare may also cover services, like nursing visits, under the home infusion therapy benefit and the intravenous immune globulin benefit. Go to page 44. Part B also covers some injectable or implantable drugs to treat substance use disorder when a provider administers it in a doctor's office or a hospital as an outpatient. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for these drugs. The Part B deductible applies. You won't have to pay any co-payments for these services if you get them from a Medicare-enrolled opioid treatment program. Go to page 47. Doctors and pharmacies must accept assignment for Part B-covered drugs, so you should never be asked to pay more than the co-insurance or co-payment for the Part B drug itself. Important: Your co-insurance can change depending on your prescription drug's price. You might pay a lower co-insurance for certain drugs and biologicals covered by Part B that you get in a doctor's office or pharmacy, or in a hospital outpatient setting, if their prices have increased higher than the rate of inflation. The specific drugs and potential savings change every quarter. If the Part B covered drugs you get in a hospital outpatient setting are part of your outpatient services, you pay a co-payment for the services. Part B doesn't cover self-administered drugs in a hospital outpatient setting. Self-administered drugs are drugs you'd normally take on your own. What you pay for self-administered drugs in an outpatient hospital setting depends on whether you have Medicare drug coverage, Part D, or other drug coverage, and whether the hospital's pharmacy is in your drug plan's network. If you have other drug coverage, your drug plan may cover drugs that Part B may not cover. Contact your drug plan to find out what you pay for drugs you get in a hospital outpatient setting that Part B doesn't cover,